On Wednesday morning, the FBI searched the offices of William Scarborough, a Queens Democrat who has come under scrutiny for improperly claiming per diem expenses. Scarborough has denied any wrongdoing. The per diem is $172 a day. Lawmakers get it whenever they sleep in Albany. Receipts are not necessary.
It's such a nebulous system is the problem.
Boyle says some lawmakers own houses, rent apartments, stay in nice hotels, or stay in bad hotels. They could even sleep on the Senate floor and eat a cup of ramen noodles and still pocket $172 minus whatever the ramen cost.
There needs to be stricter rules, or more clear-cut rules, I should say, as to how you follow that system. But of course, my bill with creating a dormitory would do away with any of that necessity.
Boyle says he first drafted his bill as an assemblyman 15 years ago. It calls for the building of a, quote, clean, comfortable, but not extravagant legislative dorm. It would cost about $9 million. He estimates with the dorm and without the per diems, the building would pay for itself in about 4 or 5 years.
Some of my colleagues are not thrilled about the prospect of such a facility, we'll put it that way. I think they like the current system.
Boyle says some of the apprehension from dorming with other lawmakers may be personality-driven. He says some lawmakers feel staying under the same roof would be undesirable. Charles Lane, WSHU News.